And I'm glad you enjoy watching us work. I always imagine the C-SPAN 2 audience to be mostly elderly shut-ins and talk radio junkies. You know, people like me and Big Fatty. Well, as the elderly shut-ins, that would be Auntie Vera, and talk radio junkies, that would be myself and Random Nicole. So yeah, that's you pretty much got the, although I don't think Auntie Vera watches C-SPAN 2.
Ding, 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 ding. It's the Auntie Vera.
Auntie Vera.
Saying of the week.
Who? Auntie Vera.
Auntie Vera.
Auntie Vera.
Yes, we called Auntie Vera's conscience last week.
I know. Did conscience call back?
No. And he didn't play it on his Friday show. Perhaps he'll play it on his Monday show.
Maybe.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, as the elderly shut-ins, that would be Auntie Vera.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode... What is this? Episode 202. It's a... what is that called when it reads the same forward and backwards? That's like radar. What is that called? I don't remember. Maybe I'll remember by the end of it. But anyway, it's the full moon day. It's World Kindness Day. And it's episode 202. Lord, y'all. I couldn't even wait for the music to stop to say the oh Lord. How is everyone, y'all? I forgot to mention, did I mention it's the full moon day? Did I mention it's the 13th of November 2008? I forgot to mention something, I don't know. I was so discombobulated with the 202. So, that sounds like an area code also. And by area, I don't mean the area. Let's just see what, let's see what the area code for 202 is. Area code. And the 202 area code is North America for Washington, D.C. How about that? So this is a Washington, D.C. Day. So, huh, who knew? Who knew? So welcome all you D.C.ites. Columbian, District of Columbia Knights? I don't know. I don't know what it should be. Oh, Lord, it is not getting better, is it, y'all? How is everyone, y'all? The Fat One has gotten another update for you on the early show Memory Lane Week. Today they had on three people that played superheroes in the 70s, because it was the 70s, and they had on their bell bottoms and their platform shoes and their velour dresses and all kinds of stuff like that. Now, y'all, Big Fatty graduated from high school and college in the 70s, so I'm very much a man of the 70s, a young man of the 70s. And it was not a bad time. They had some good TV shows on. They had Lou Ferrigno on today as the superheroes. He was the Incredible Hulk. And they had Linda Carter on. She was the Wonder Woman. And then they had some Erin Gray, which I think she was on something else. But she was also on, what was that called? That show. They just showed it. And I just watched it. It was... Oh, it's not Buster, Space Busters. There's the title of today's show, though. Space Busters! Oh, God. What was that? No, it's about to come to me, y'all. It really is. Space Busters. Let me just write that down. Space Busters. It was, damn it, what was it? Oh, y'all, poor Big Fatty. It was... Oh, it'll come to me. I'll just blurt it out when I remember. Now, y'all, Big Fatty is ready to announce what the big news is, but I'm going to wait till tomorrow. Because I'm just not quite ready to do it, but I'm going to wait for tomorrow, and then I'm going to announce it. Announce the big news. So anyway, let's see. Y'all, Big Fatty has gotten a couple of voice letters. And you know, I'm not going to wait any longer. But when I play these today, that's it. There are no more after I play these today. Absolutely zilcho. So get off your ass and call the fat one, okay? Let's do the voice labs.
Hello?
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 Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 BFO, how are you? I hope you've had a wonderful weekend and that you have gone and purchased your turkey and fattening him up in the backyard to slaughter for the Thanksgiving holiday, because, you know, that's what we do in the South. And your goose for Christmas.
Buck Rogers.
However, I'm sure that more than just you and I would like to cook that British John's goose and serve it in bed. Oh, he's beautiful. Anyway, gas is $1.31 here today. $1.31. Never thought I'd see it in my whole life. Lord have mercy. All right, BFO. Bye.
Oh, Jeremiah, $1.31. And please excuse me for yelling out Buck Rogers. It was Buck Rogers in the 25th century or the 21st century or one of those centuries. And it just came to me. And I need the no-dos. Because, you know, the microphone is on. So when the microphone is on, Big Fatty is going to get sleepy. $1.31, y'all. Who thought you'd be excited about $1.31 gas? But that's wonderful. It was $2.18, I think, is what Larry Cly and I saw it at on Wednesday, on Hump Day. But, y'all, I'm going to tell you how old Big Fatty is. Y'all, I can remember growing up as a child. This is really going down the memory lane now. But I can remember as a child the gas wars near where we lived, and during the gas wars was 13 cents for regular, 15 cents for Ethel, and 17 cents for premium. Oh, excuse me, high test. We didn't call it premium. We called it high test. So it was regular, Ethel, and high test. And how they got named it Ethel, I don't know. I think I've asked that question before, and no one answered me. But anyway, 13, 15, 17. So, and it was, y'all, it was just 2 cents difference. Now everything's 10 cents difference. But it used to be just 2 cents difference between the different grades. You know, Ethel was only 2 cents better than regular. But high test was 4 cents better than Ethel. Ooh, not Ethel, better than regular. Okay, Big Fatty's just kind of fucked up. And, you know, Jeremiah, I would like to cook British John's goose also, but I think we're talking about doing it in some very different ways. So, anyway, I've met British John in person. I've humped the leg of British John in person, and, you know, he's... Never mind. Let's just go to the next voice letter.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is David, that Blue Jeans guy, and I just wanted to say congratulations on 200 assaults of your fatness upon our eardrums. Really enjoy listening to the show, and just loving everything about the show and you and all that kind of shit. So I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye, because I know those crickets are about to start at any moment now. Once again, looking forward to the next 200. Bye.
Well, thank you, David. I appreciate you calling and wishing Big Fatty a happy 200, even though it was, you know, as some old shut-in sea hag out there in the Californias reminded, where is that going with that? Oh, that it was such a special show. Oh, that one's so special. How could I ever top that? Well, y'all, the old shut-in didn't even put out a show on Wednesday, huh? Or if she did, it was so damn late, everybody, you know, got it, you know, a day late. You know, I'm sure there was some crisis that the conscience has stolen something else that he bought at the dress shop for, you know, for the big old cruise. You know, the big, ooh, we got the big cruise coming up. Okay. Gotta go pour my fat ass into a... Y'all, I need to stop that because this is World Kindness Day and I need to be kind to that old thing. Y'all, be kind to the elderly today. It is a full moon, so, you know, strange things will happen. So Big Fatty is just going to be kind to Auntie Vera today because, you know, it's a full moon and it's World Kindness Day. All right. Well, y'all, I think that I am going to play some Memory Lane music. Now, y'all, since I'm being nice to Auntie Vera, because it is World Kindness Day, I have selected today's Memory Lane music just for her. And your clue for today is this show, the name of this show, was the mode of transportation that Auntie Vera used when she first went to California. Well, y'all, did you recognize the theme to Wagon Train? Yeah, that's right. Wagon Train was a television western series on NBC from 1957 to 1962, and then it moved over to ABC from 62 to 65. Now, the show debuted at number 15 in the Nielsen ratings and rose to number 2 over the next 3 years and peaked at number 1 from 61 to 62. But after moving over to ABC in the autumn... That's the autumn of 62. The ratings began to decline, and Wagon Train did not again make the top 20 listing. Now, folks, the show... Folks? I don't know. The show chronicles the adventures of a wagon train as it... And a wagon train, that's the Conestoga wagons. That's the covered wagons. And by covered wagon, I do not... Well, you know what I mean. The show chronicles the adventures of a wagon train as it makes its way from Missouri to California. There were 284 episodes. The first aired September the 18th in 57, and the final was broadcast May 2nd, 1965. Some of the actors appearing on Wagon Train included Ward Bond as the wagon master, Major Seth Adams, Robert Horton as the scout, Flint McCullough, John McIntyre as wagon master, Chris Hale, Robert Fuller as Scout Cooper Smith, Denny Scott Miller as Duke Shannon, Michael Burns as Barnaby West, Frank McGrath as Charlie Wooster, and Terry Wilson as Bill Hawks. And so that was it. And it was based on a movie called Wagon... The Wagon Master. It was a 1950 movie called Wagon Master. So, anyway, that is a little bit of history about the Conestoga wagons and about how Auntie Vera made it to California. Now, y'all, Big Fatty has been over looking for new people over there on the Lister map, and y'all, there just ain't none. Ain't none. Oh, Lord, I have received an e-letter from my straight boyfriend. Oh, my God, what is he? What is this? Oh, Lord. Oh, I can't talk about this. Y'all, this one's from my straight boyfriend. and I can't read that on the air. Woo! Ooh, Lordy. Oh, Lordy. Yeah, I love it when you can use their own words against them, you know? Y'all, I did get an e-letter. Let me see if I can find it here real quick. From Terry. Yes, it was from Terry. Terry says that she has finally subscribed to my show after many months of listening about me being lauded on the Rob Nelson-Lindley Podcasting Network. I didn't know I was lauded on the Rob Nelson-Lindley Podcasting Network. And anyway, she wanted to see those pictures of the thong etiquette, and I warned her. So, Terry, what can I say? You asked for it. Be careful what you ask for, y'all, because you might just get it. Now, y'all, this weekend is the big coal miner weekend, old coal miners weekend, and it's going to be a busy weekend for Big Fatty. I'm just going to tell you that right now. And it looks like we're going to have some rain this weekend. I'm not looking at the Weather Channel, but the Weather Rat is on right now. And he is saying that we are going to have rain starting tomorrow. Starting on Thursday. That would be today when you're listening to that. And it's going to rain on Thursday, and it's going to rain on Friday, but it's going to clear out on Saturday and turn colder. So it's a little bit of everything. There'll be some scattered showers, some sunshine. It's going to 80 degrees Friday, and then it's going to be cold on Saturday. So there's absolutely no way that you can plan for anything. Now, y'all, it is a full moon. Do y'all have big plans for the full moon this weekend? I don't know. Do you? Seems like there was something else I was going to fucking talk about today. Y'all, I got a coupon. No, I didn't get a coupon. You know, I saved the points from the 8 o'clock coffee beans. And I got a prize is what it is, and it's a Visa gift card. It's a $25 gift card, and I would give it to somebody, but I have to activate it at my home number, and I'm not going to do that. I'm going to spend it on myself. How's that for World Kindness Day? A random act of kindness for yourself, Big Fatty. Y'all, I was listening to the QCast connection, and that's down there where the Super B and the Michael R. The Super B was on a stinger and a times three. It was a stinger times three. He was mad at everybody, and you know, the Super B was really mad about the people who have the SVUs. And, you know, Big Fatty has the Ford Explosion, which is the SVU. And so I guess I've been stung by the stinger, by the Super B himself. And so, anyway, y'all, I was going to announce this special thing today, and that's why I'm trying to fill time right now. So, anyway. They had some terrible, terrible news. I mean, it was a poopy cast over there. And their little mascot is living on the streets in Houston or Dallas or someplace like that. And we learned all kinds of just poopy things on their show. Mitzi has her own website. I mean, my God, that just, you know, there was no good news at all on that show today. It was just no good news. And thank God, the music is there, and that's got to be good news for y'all. And y'all, like I say, I'm going to be busy this weekend. And shall we just listen to the music a little bit? And then we'll play the little clip at the end. And then you'll come back and listen to me tomorrow. Yeah, it's the full moon. We'll do something strange. Okay, I'm out of here. Big Fatty's run out of things to talk about. But now here is Daniel Brewer with the end. He'll say...
Well, as the elderly shot ends, that would be Auntie Vera.
And we're done.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.